Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this year's Post-Keynesian Study Group annual workshop. I'm Engelbert and happen to be the chair of the Post-Keynesian Study Group. And as always, on our workshops, we will start, I will start with a few words on what the Post-Keynesian Study Group or the committee of the Post-Keynesian Study Group has done over the course of the last year. What do I want to tell you about? Briefly, there's a few changes in the committee, and some of you may have participated in that because actually some new members were elected. I'll tell you a little bit about our activities that include a PhD lecture series, a PhD conference that took place yesterday, the annual workshop, which is what we are in right now, the introduction to post-Keynesian economics and political economy that took place last July and again the coming July. And unfortunately, as Mark Hayes has left Cambridge, I have to report that the Keynes seminar series in Cambridge, at least for now, is no more. And I'll also talk a little bit about the working paper series. I'll also talk about our activities around the revision or the update of the ABS journalists, the Association of Business Schools, and about our working paper series. The changes in the committee, we have had another round. Good morning. We've had another round of extension of the committee. Janis de Fermos, Sheila Dow, and Maria Nicolaidi have joined the committee, and Jonathan Perriton has retired from the committee. So we have made another round of injecting new blood into the committee and at the same time try to maintain a bit of the institutional memory and continuity of the organization. We've also had two changes in affiliation. Mark has moved from Cambridge to Durham. The main effect of that is that with that PKSG as an organization has effectively lost the foothold that we had in Cambridge. I mean, there are still several people with whom we have very friendly relations, in particular Philip Orestes and John McCombie, but they are not actively involved. And thus, there will also not be, in the future, not be a PKSGE seminar series in Cambridge. It's probably not big news. Cambridge, as a department, has been cleansed from post-Keynesians a long time ago. And while it's sort of the origin of a lot of the theories that PKSG is founded on and the papers that we'll be discussing today, at the economics department in Cambridge, there's not much of that left. Outside the economics department, there's a little bit more. Particularly the Cambridge Journal, of course, is still based there, but they're not in the econ department, and presently we don't have strong institutional links. Geoff Tiley has begun to work at the TUC. We don't quite know yet whether that has any implications for PKSG. We're trying to brainstorm a bit on how we can strengthen links or use that occasion to strengthen links with the TOC, but I'm afraid we can't report much progress on that front yet. As you probably know, many of you may be aware, we have amended the Constitution in order to allow for that extension of the committee. Essentially what it reflects is that compared to, say, 5 years ago or so, a new cohort of people are now running PKSG, and we have also increased the range of activities, in particular a lot more oriented towards students with the with the PhD workshop and a lecture series and so on. And to reflect that, we are also increasing the committee. Yeah, we have also, that's our internal workings, sort of tried to clear up the internal division of labor. But as the table is very cute but not entirely up to date, I'll not bore you with the details of that.
The slides are sort of long.
But it does remind you that while I'm presenting what PKSG has been doing, it is not me who's doing all that. There's actually the people that you've just seen listed who are doing that. And while I walk through it, I'll hope not to forget to say who's doing what. So what do we have in terms of regular research seminars? As I said, maybe I should not be standing such that you can see this. The Keynes seminar that has existed for many years now is dormant. We still have various recordings from that online, which attracts a suspiciously high number of downloads. But if only 1% of these are serious downloads, it is quite an impact still. On the other hand, there is other related activities in Cambridge, in particular the political economy series, but also other activities either around development or land economy. But on the other hand, while we've lost Cambridge, there are several other universities now where we have critical numbers of people, and that is in particular Greenwich, Kingston, Leeds, and UWE Bristol. And though less tightly involved with the committee at SOAS, and all these places do have seminars. Yes, we've not listed the UWE one. UWE actually does have a
we
quite.
Also have not put the link to Greenwich. I can see.
That is true. I also have not put the link to Greenwich. At least I have. Forgotten to mask it by change the font to blue. Yes, but so the short version of that, we do have some networks. They're spread out now. We have had one of our biggest activities is the introductory workshop that we're doing in Kingston together with the political economy research group there. That is targeted for advanced undergrad students, though obviously we're also getting some postgraduate students and some people from think tanks and so on. And that, to give you an impression of how that looks like, is a group. We had, I think, about 60 people there in excellent atmosphere. In particular, last year, heavily fueled by people from within the Rethinking Economics movement. And we literally had people from, I think, 6 countries where people are involved in these groups. And it is an event that is co-organized with the political economy group there, and thus it has a day that has a bit more of a Marxist or political economy twist, and a full day that gives an introduction to post-Keynesian economics. We have also increased our activities, and that, I guess, is the biggest change to last year. We have increased our activities for PhD students. What you see back behind me is the program of a PhD lecture series that Greenwich and Kingston have developed together. So it's not strictly a PKSG event, but carried by two members. In particular, Özlem has been organizing that series. And that is a lecture series where we have two-hour lectures on one day. And you see we have a whole series of eight of these. Sorry, seven of these. So there's 14 lectures. And I have to report that take-up of that was quite good. I think with all of these lectures, we have had about 25 students there, and they overwhelmingly indeed are PhD students. While the core of the students, or maybe a third of the students, is Greenwich or Kingston, there's a substantial number of other students joining that event. The motivation for that simply is that in part due to the British system where the dissertation, where the PhD is only dissertation based, most of our universities we don't have postgraduate level or PhD level classes that would teach and educate students in post-Keynesian economics, and that lecture series is an attempt to substitute for that, at least to some extent. And it does reflect the reason why it's Greenwich and Kingston is essentially that it makes it organizationally easier. And it, of course, again, is a little bit broader than post-Keynesian economics. We have also had a PhD conference yesterday, again at Greenwich, again with Özlem as the key organizer, where we had, I think, 15 presentations by students who are all working on post-Keynesian economics, broadly defined, I should say, with a very good attendance and discussion. And we have also, in terms of the committee, we've put quite a bit of effort into that and made sure that each of the student papers got a discussant from the PKSG board. Yeah, that is our working paper series, is a somewhat more regular activity. We put the working papers online, I think, 2 years ago, and are having about, let's see how many working papers we have. We had 12 working papers last year and 5 working papers this year, and in the last year, 500 downloads and 600 abstract views, and we are also on the RepTech network. And the idea here is to give our members an outlet. The working papers are intended for PKSG members, but of course we are inviting in particular everyone who's presenting at today's workshop to also bring out the work as a working paper with us. There is a light touch referee process, and broadly speaking, we're aiming at papers that at least in principle are publishable in peer-reviewed academic journals. One of the things that we did in the course of the last year, that was last May, June roughly, was, well, not as PKSG itself, but several of our committee members were involved in drafting replies to the consultation process to the review of the ABS journal list. The ABS list is the Association of Business Schools journal list, and I would think that almost all business schools, but also a lot of other economics department, heavily use that journal list, both in the assignment of workloads and in hiring decisions, but also in decisions on who will be submitted to the REF. And last, late spring, Jude, the conference of head of the economics department, invited comments on the revision of the journal list, and several of us have been involved in putting together a suggestion for a list that is based on a paper by the late Fred Lee and Bruce Cronin, who tried to develop a network theory-based methodology to give to create an equal playing ground for heterodox and mainstream journals. And what we've done is we have translated that list into a rating that's compatible with the ABS list. So essentially we have taken their adjusted impact factors and used the distribution of 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, 1 journals in the ABS list and transposed it onto the Lee and Cronin rating. Now the main point here is to say that as these journal lists have become so important in research management at universities and decide about hiring and career chances of economists and in particular heterodox economists, and the standard lists are highly discriminatory against our work, while there's some reservation in the committee against the use of journal lists in principle, it is clear that in the present situation where almost all universities are using them, we sort of do need to suggest specific alternatives to this list. I mean, essentially, if you have a neoliberal university that wants to rank and evaluate research and all other sorts of things permanently, we need to develop a different set of criteria. Now, that list had been circulated on the PKSG list, but also on the Association of Heterodox Economicists, and I understand that at least three universities have made statements in the consultation process where they explicitly refer to that list. Not entirely surprisingly, the impact of that was zero. The ABS list essentially looks like the one in the past. Along some dimensions, it has gotten worse. In particular, the International Review of Applied Economics has been downgraded a notch, and Feminist Economics has been downgraded a notch. But overall, the list is barely changed. But I think it's an important issue for us to get involved with, and we're discussing on how we can follow up on that in the future. Yeah, but the short version is, while we put some effort in that, success was pretty close to zero here. And that is gives you an idea of how the list looks like. Final word on future work. Again, our main... I've been saying that for the third year in a row now. Our main aim is to strengthen the research corporations and networks and provide a platform for that for post-Keynesian economics research, broadly defined. As in the last 2 years, we will continue to put a lot of effort in doing work for students, because there's a lot of momentum there and a lot of interest from students. In particular, we are presently working on compiling a quite broad reading list or resources for students. We will continue with the PhD conference. We probably will have a similar lecture series again, and we certainly want to continue with the introductory workshop. We are also presently revamping the webpage. There's a lot, and Joe has been leading that. There's a lot of work on that in the background. It's essentially the software behind the webpage that's changing. So from the outside, you don't fully see the changes in there. But we have changed the way that we manage our membership directory, and we will... hopefully in the course of the next month, develop tools such that PQSG members can put up information in the database, and therefore, so to speak, create a virtual sort of mini web page within the PQSG directory. And the aim of that, of course, is to improve information and communication across members. And as the web page is being updated and the technology is being upgraded, there's a lot that potentially we could do, and we are not exactly sure what of that we actually do want to do, including whatever discussion for Twitter accounts and so on. One of the upcoming things that I briefly want to advertise is in July we're having the introductory workshop, so if you have students for whom that might be interesting, do forward it. I'll circulate the link again after that event, and the registration for that is still open. So let me conclude by saying, well, as the PKSG is a membership organization, that is a reminder, if you haven't renewed your membership and paid the astonishing fee of £25 if you're a researcher, and £10 if you're students, please do so, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to organize events like that. Now, we don't have time now to discuss PKSG activities, but we have a whole day of a workshop, and certainly in the breaks over lunch break or at dinner, we will be happy, we being the members of the committee, will be happy to get your feedback on our activities on today's event and your thoughts about things that we might want to do in the future. As always, I have to repeat, in general, our constraint is not a lack of ideas, but a lack of people to realize those ideas. And we do welcome people who volunteer and are happy to join the committee or help us out in other ways.